Now, Ceratosaurus had appeared on Earth long before the first Allosaurus showed up. But towards the end of the Jurassic, we find fewer and fewer skeletons of Ceratosaurus, but more and more skeletons of Allosaurus. This suggests that Allosaurus was out-competing Ceratosaurus and ultimately displaced it as the top predator of its time.
Allosaurus had little trouble dispatching its rivals. But nature was slowly tightening a noose around its neck. By the end of the Jurassic, the planet was beginning to cool.
As the continents continued to break apart, it changed the ocean currents. This, in turn, had various effects on the weather. Now, a change in the weather may not sound like a big deal, but every single life form owes its existence to the environment. And when that environment changes, it sets into motion a series of things that can start to fall like dominoes. And the bigger you are, the harder you fall.
Gigantic dinosaurs, like Allosaurus, required large amounts of food and water to survive. Even a slight drop in temperature would, over time, reduce its food supply enough to spell extinction. For 11 million years, Allosaurus ruled what became North America as the biggest predator. But its inability to adapt to the changing environments of the late Jurassic period opened the door for a smaller, faster model. One that was terrifying. With temperatures dropping, the first ice caps formed, the oceans cooled, and seasonal changes in weather patterns began. The entire face of the planet changed, and the dinosaurs were dramatically affected.
At the end of the Jurassic period, the Earth had begun to cool. Dinosaurs like Allosaurus, Ceratosaurus, Camarasaurus, and Stegosaurus were unable to adapt to these changing environments, and it ultimately wiped them from the fossil record. A change in the climate usually means a change in plant life. If the herbivores can't eat these new plants, then they perish. And then, in turn, the predators have nothing to prey on, and they die as well.